Welcome to Sophisticated Property Investing, a podcast brought to you by Ethical Property Partners. New full-length episodes released every Thursday, but here's a quick caffeine cast.
Hi, I'm Frank Flegg, founder of Ethical Property Partners. What you're about to hear is actually audio from one of my YouTube videos. As well as the weekly deep dive podcast that's released every Thursday and the quick caffeine cast in between, there's also loads of content over on YouTube. So if you're not subscribed to our channel, but you want to see even more tips and advice for your sophisticated property investing, just search YouTube for Ethical Property Partners. See you over there. In this episode, I'm going to talk to you about the platinum rule when communicating with others. Now, I learned this years ago through a BNI workshop, and I've employed it for 8 years, 10 years perhaps, in my real estate business, in my investment business. We talk about it loads on the partnership because it's so and so important. So let me tell you what the platinum rule is, and then I'm going to give you an example that we actually came across just 2 days ago in a help visit with an actual vendor. So the golden rule of communication is treat others how you'd like to be treated. But that's not such a great rule, given that we're all so different. The platinum rule of communication is treat others how they want to be treated. And it sounds really simple, sounds really, really easy to follow, but in reality is actually really tricky. So 2 days ago, I was in a help visit, virtual help visit with one of my franchisees and a business owner. The business owner has got a successful business on a phenomenally lucrative plot of land. There's other tenants on this site, and we're looking to buy the site from the vendor as well as their business. We invest in businesses as well. And my franchisee was leading the help visit. So my franchisee, we'd done prep beforehand, we'd gone through the business accounts, we'd gone through the schedule of rents, etc. And my franchisee was all prepped to lead this help visit. We'd had some conversations, or rather he'd had some conversations with the vendor, and now we were nailing down the heads of terms ready for us to take it to the next stage, which will be legals. However, within 60 seconds, I noticed that there was a difference between how the vendor was speaking and how my franchisee was speaking. My franchisee's instinctive way of communicating, instinctive way of negotiating, is to jump into the detail. And he knows this. I've been coaching him on it for a few years. And so he wanted to drill down into, well, how long is left on this lease, and when are the breaks in the leases, when are the rent reviews, etc., how long has each tenant been in situ, all of which are really, really important things to consider, but not before you get to heads of terms. Similarly, we've been working together on how to build more rapport, except that within the first minute or two, I recognized that the vendor was what we call in DISC a high D personality. They're quite dominant. He was very concise in what he was saying. He wanted the headline figures. He didn't want to jump into the detail. And so my franchisee was trying to communicate on a detail level, on a very precise, minuscule, you know, what about this detail? What about this? What about this? What about this? And actually was doing that in the rapport stage. So when he was asking about the guy's holiday and how he was enjoying the sunshine and stuff, my franchisee was going into that level of detail. And the guy, I could see on his face, the vendor just wanted to get on with it. He's like, he didn't say this verbally, but his body language and his facial expressions were basically saying, I don't care about my holiday. You don't care about my holiday, just get on with the deal. But we know on EPP that unless you build that rapport, the vendor's not gonna trust you and you're not gonna make progress. But that doesn't trump the platinum rule. The platinum rule has to be adhered to. And so fortunately, my franchisee, straight away, it was only 2 or 3 minutes in, he realized that this rapport building wasn't going down very well. It was actually
diminishing the level of rapport, and he needed to get on with the discussion. And as soon as he moved on to the discussion, the guy brightened up, he got more engaged, he started to dominate, and the conversation started to move forward and talk about the transaction. But then later on, and we did a whole, like Best Next Time, we did a whole analysis of the whole help visit. Of course, we'll have to go into a lot more detail with the lawyers, we'll have to look through all the leases, etc. And that's where my franchisee, we're actually going to partner on this deal, we're going to buy the land together, we're going to buy the business together, but that's where he'll come into his own. I actually have a low attention to detail instinctively. My intrinsic level of attention to detail is quite low, and I have to force it up. I have to really bring it to the fore and force myself to go through the detail on contracts, on this kind of a negotiation. He'll find that really naturally easy. But the vendor in that conversation needed him to be to the point, needed him to be concise, needed him to be quite fast-paced. And so when you're communicating with vendors, investors, whether it's tenants, whether it's charities for your leases, it doesn't matter. Whomever you're communicating with, you need to be thinking to yourself the whole time, how do they want to be treated? How do they want me to communicate with them? Are they wanting me to go at a slower pace? Are they wanting me to communicate more visually? Are they more tactile? If you're noticing that you're not communicating particularly well over Zoom or over email, the number of times I see people try and negotiate over email, then swap it. Make it a face-to-face meeting, even if it's socially distanced and you're wearing your mask, etc. Make it face-to-face. As soon as we'd done this help visit, I chatted to my partner on this, the franchisee, and I said, I think we should do a site visit. I think we should go meet this vendor. We should see the site. We should go see the business, meet his team, etc. And we agreed that that'd be a good idea. We presented it to the vendor, and the vendor said, oh, that'd be great. It's because he wants to press the flesh. He wants to get to know us in the person. And that's giving him what he wants. And when you give someone what they want, when you communicate in a way that they want to be communicated with, they may not realize it consciously, but subconsciously, they're gonna feel better about you. Subconsciously, they're gonna think, those guys, there's something about them, I just feel comfortable with them. You can even be negotiating with other companies, with other investors. They can be giving a better offer than yours, but the vendor will feel more at ease with you. You'll be in more rapport, they'll trust you more. And that's because you're matching their preferred means of communication. If you're dealing with someone really slow-paced and really detail-focused, I was negotiating with an investor recently where the husband and wife were both actuaries. So that's like the people who crunch the numbers behind insurance companies. They're working out probabilities of claimed probabilities of disasters, etc., all day, every day. Well, you know, as soon as I heard that, I was like, wow, I'm gonna have to be really detailed. And they turned up with 25 questions for the initial chit chat. That has never happened in my life, but it's to be expected from a husband and wife that are both actuaries. And that was just to buy, I think, 2 or 3 properties from them. And I've had conversations with people about 50 properties where they don't even know the mortgages that they've got. They don't even know their gross rent from their 50 properties because they're a more strategic communicator, a more strategic thinker. And so the message of this episode, guys, is you have to leave your personality profile at the door. You have to, when you come into a negotiation, you have to be malleable enough to match the person that you're negotiating with, their profile. Now, that some people find that really incongruent. They're like, no, I'm not going to pretend to be someone else. We're not trying to make out that we're different. We're not trying to pretend to be someone else. It's the same as speaking to your wife and speaking to your child's headmaster at school and speaking to your child. You wouldn't have the three conversations the same. If they all asked you what the most important thing in your life is, you would give different answers to them. You're still the same person. You wouldn't be lying to one and telling the truth to the other, but they would be different types of conversations, because the conversation with a 6-year-old is gonna be different to the conversation with a 60-year-old, which is gonna be different to the conversation with a 40-year-old, for example. And so when you are communicating with different vendors, it's more respectful useful. It's more appropriate for you to speak to each of them differently, for you to tailor how you explain it. If I'm sat with a sophisticated investor, I will perhaps explain an option agreement in great detail. If I'm communicating with a very unsophisticated vendor, I'll gloss over the intricacies of an option. I'll just explain the end result. And that doesn't mean I'm trying to hide something. It doesn't mean I'm trying to gloss over the option. It's just more appropriate for that vendor. So guys, next time you're in a negotiation, pay attention to the other party's language, tonality, pace of speech or speed of their talking, and their body language. And if you start paying attention to that, you'll be able to match your own communication. And all of a sudden, you'll realize that you're getting more yeses. You'll realize that you're getting on better with vendors. They start saying things like, do you know what? I've got a good feeling about this. I think this is gonna work. I think we can find a solution. Guys, if you've enjoyed this episode, hit the notification bell, click the subscribe button. If you can share this with others that would be interested in our content, that will really help the channel to grow. And until next time, happy investing.
That was audio taken from our YouTube channel. For more sophisticated property investing tactics, just search YouTube for Ethical Property Partners and listen out for our full-length podcast released every Thursday.